So if cutting-edge video technology can be used to sell buildings, then buildings can be used to sell everything else. At least that's what they used to do in São Paulo, Brazil. The city stood as a monument to visual pollution where no view was unobstructed by an advertising pitch. Then, on January 1st, 2007, a funny thing happened in this city of approximately 11 million people. The citizens awoke to find a ban on public advertising. Every billboard, every neon sign, every bus kiosk ad, and even the Goodyear blimp were suddenly illegal. Vinicius Galvão is a reporter for Folha de São Paulo, Brazil's largest newspaper. When we spoke to him in April of last year, he described how the city looked in the days before the advertising ban.
São Paulo is a very vertical city. That makes it very frenetic. You couldn't even realize the architecture of the old buildings because all the buildings, all the houses were just covered with billboards and logos and propaganda, and there was no criteria. And now it's amazing. They uncovered a lot of problems the city had that we never realized. For example, there are some favelas, which are the shanty towns. I wrote a big story on my newspaper today that in a lot of parts of the city, we never realized there was a big shanty town. People were shocked because they never saw that before, just because there was a lot of billboards covering the area.
No writer could have come up with a more vivid metaphor. What else has been discovered as the scales have fallen off of the city's eyes?
São Paulo is just like New York. It's a very international city. We have the Japanese neighborhood. We have the Korean neighborhood. We have the Italian neighborhood. And in the Korean neighborhood, they have a lot of small manufacturers, these Korean businessmen. They hire illegal labor from Bolivian immigrants. And there was a lot of billboards in front of these manufacturer shops. And when they uncovered, we could see through the window a lot of Bolivian people like sleeping and working at the same place. They earn money just enough for food. So it's another social problem that was uncovered. The city was shocked with this news.
I want to ask you about the cultural life of the city. Because like them or not, billboards and logos and bright lights create some of the vibrancy that a city has to offer. Isn't it weird walking through the streets with all of those images just absent?
No, it's weird because you get lost, so you don't have any references anymore. That's what I realized as a citizen. My reference was a big Panasonic billboard. But now my reference is Art Deco building that was covered through this Panasonic. So you start getting new references in the cities. The cities get now new language, a new identity.
Well, cleaning up the city is all well and good, but how do businesses announce to the public that they're open for business?
That was the first response the shop owners found for this law, because the law bans billboards and also even the windows should be clean. Big banks like Citibank and big stores like Dolce & Gabbana, they started painting themselves with very strong colors like yellow, red, deep blue, and creating like visual patterns to associate the brand to that pattern or to that color. For example, Citibank's color is blue. They're painting the building in very strong blue so people can see that from far away, and they can make an association with that deep blue and Citibank.
Now, the city has said, having undertaken this effort, it will eventually create zones where some outdoor advertising will be permitted. Do you expect São Paulo eventually to just revert to its previous clutter?
Not to revert to the previous clutter, but I think like very specific zones. I think they're going to isolate the electronic billboards in those areas in the financial center. I don't think they should put that in residential areas as we had before.
Now, the advertising industry is obviously not happy about this. They're complaining that they're deprived of free speech and that it's costing them jobs and revenue. But is there anyone else in São Paulo who's unhappy about this? Tell me about the public at large. What's their view?
It's amazing because people in the streets are strongly supporting that. The owner of the buildings, even they have to renovate the building, they are strongly supporting that. It's a massive campaign to improve the city. The advertisers, they complain, but they agree with the ban. What they say is that we should have created criteria for that to organize the chaos.
Vinicius, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Vinicius Govau is a reporter for Folha de São Paulo.